WK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Vice President Kamala Harris told reporters on Sunday she would outline her vision for the economy in a speech this week. Meanwhile, a new CBS News poll gauges Trump voters' views on immigration. CBS's Jennifer DePinto has more.
Donald Trump's voters overwhelmingly see immigrants in general as making American society worse, and 9 in 10 of them favor his idea of deporting those in the U.S. illegally, an idea that also finds favor with 53% of voters overall.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Colorado Governor Jared Polis said he's confident that if elected, Vice President Kamala Harris will work to solve the issue of border security.
We need better border security. It's not a simple proposition. It requires investment, high-tech investment, fencing, scanning, more border patrol agents. Look, I'm confident that Kamala Harris is somebody that will actually solve the border issue rather than keep it going for dividing us.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the House will vote this week on a three-month stopgap funding bill to help keep the federal government open through December 20th. If the measure goes into effect, the government would avoid the shutdown that would start next month without congressional action. The new bill does not include a measure that would require states to ask for proof of citizenship when people register for vote, which was why the bill failed in the first place. Josh Stein is North Carolina's attorney general. He's running for governor against Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. CNN broke a story that Robinson allegedly posted racist and sexually explicit comments on a porn website. Stein criticized Robinson on CNN's State of the Union.
If you look at what he said on the post, it was in keeping on what he has said publicly on Facebook that are still on his Facebook page. Mark Robinson is absolutely unfit to be the governor of North Carolina.
More details are emerging about the shooting at a club in Birmingham, Alabama, that left 4 dead and 17 wounded. Police say one of the dead was the intended target and that there were multiple shooters. CBS News' Christian Bevenides has learned even more.
Police said the intended target of the shooting is believed to be among the dead. Officials also said that they believe that at least one of the shooters had an illegal switch on his weapon, allowing it to be used fully automatic.
A funeral for Kevin Mullins, the Kentucky judge who was shot dead, brought out those who knew and loved him. Gardner Kinser Jr. is a former mayor of Jenkins and was a longtime friend.
He was kind. He wanted to help people, and he spent most of his career doing that.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good. It's Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Mags Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Marston is live in the lair. That's coming up.
That just makes me happy.
2 hours. Me too. Knowing Marston for a long time. He's been on radio shows that I've hosted more than I can count. I think more.
No kidding.
At least a dozen times.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's so gracious with his time.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, some more bad news out of the Madison music scene here. Of course, Terry just talked about Miles Nielsen's guitarist.
Dan McMahon
passing away.
Yep.
If you've been listening to Max Inc. over the summer here, you know that we've been talking about Aaron Ingold from the American Dead here in Madison. He was diagnosed about 18 months ago, I think, with a very rare form and a very aggressive form of brain cancer.
Oh, gosh.
And unfortunately, Aaron lost that battle last Sunday. I've seen the American Dead a handful of times here in the Madison area, but they had a huge following, a bunch of fans, and I just wanted to send my love out to
absolutely
Aaron's family,
yep,
his wife and kids, his band, all the bandmates, and all the fans. I mean, Aaron was a very well-respected, well-liked person here in Madison Rocker.
And then we just had his brother here in the studio, right? And we were talking about their compilation CD that they're putting out.
It's the Big Sexy compilation that's available for download right now.
Good.
On Bandcamp. And you can check out the interview that I did with Jesse Ingold, or Jesse Gantz and Jesse and Aaron There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can check out that interview right now. It's up at maxincradio.com in the podcast. It's a really cool hour of radio. Let's do some American Dead right now. We're going to do a triple dip. This is Goner.
Excellent.
It's the American Dead on Max Inc. Radio.
I've got a problem, and I just can't say it.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. A triple dip of the American Dead there. That's actually a new song that was on the Big Sexy Celebration compilation album from the American Dead called Dashboard Sermons. Little White Pills before that and Goner. Rest in peace, Aaron. We're going to miss you, brother. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight every Saturday night. Across the Civic Media Radio Network. Maybe you're listening up in Wausau, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We love central Wisconsin and Stevens Point there. Maybe up in Amory. I need to go to Amory.
I keep hearing it is just incredible, Jimmy. I've not been there
downtown,
either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. Road trip?
Road trip rocker. Load up the Scooby-Mobile.
Man, I need some saltwater taffy, and I'm sure there's some up there somewhere close to Hayward, right?
I feel like it. Yeah, that would be the place to go.
I've been to Hayward, and you, of course, you're up in the North Woods. You're listening to us up in Hayward. But appreciate you listening. Appreciate your supporting the local music scene here. You know, I was looking for things, events today in Madison.
Uh-oh.
And Rob Roberts actually made a post about this.
Oh, no.
That he was at the 30th annual Spam Carving Festival.
Why
here
does
in
that
Madison.
Not surprise me that he would be there?
A Spam Carving Festival.
And you're talking about the meat in the can.
The meat spam. In the can that's very popular in Hawaii, wow. apparently. But
well, you could put pineapple on it.
I don't
there,
know
I
much
suppose.
About this, but here's what I know. People carve things, animals, shapes, political people.
Oh, interesting.
Out of spam.
And do they make the spam in bigger chunks? Because spam is tiny,
okay,
typically.
So I asked AI about this festival, and here's what it said.
Okay.
The Madison, Wisconsin Spam Carving Contest is a long-running annual event that celebrates creativity and enthusiasm mm-hmm. through the medium of spam. Of spam carving. And the 2024 contest will take place today. And let's see, here's some info. The guy who's
30.
Been doing it, he's been doing it since 1994.
Okay.
The categories, contestants can compete in categories such as artistic, humorous, with props, without props, and bizarre. And the prizes, past winners have received spam branded prizes such as spam portable amplifiers, spam flavored lip balm, and spam joe, a banjo made from spam. And so there's no rules for the contest, but the sculpture must be 90% spam and is typically a private event. So there's only like 50 or 75 participants, and eating spam is discouraged. Eating spam is strongly discouraged, but participants can take pictures of their creations.
You know, Rob, I bet he did. And we're going to have to get some of those photos now to share.
I want to know if Rob Roberts actually carved something out of spam.
I want to know who does spam lip balm.
Or spam carving in general.
I can understand the carving, but the
I
lip
can't.
Balm? Oh, my.
Terry, your reaction to spam has been very negative over
I'm
the last
sorry.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
What is your bad experience with spam?
I don't have an experience with spam, and I don't want one. So I'm very sorry about that.
So have you eaten spam?
No.
You didn't eat spam in college?
No, it was the macaroni dorms? And cheese, or what was the other
macaroni
one?
Macaroni and cheese and spam.
No. Mm-mm. No, I can't even look at spam. I don't know why.
What is a pork product, right?
Well, it's the
I don't
slime,
know what it
right?
Is.
It's the pink slime. It's just,
yeah, it's
just
greasy,
unadulterated
it?
Pink slime, Jimmy.
844-967-2789. Call or text us.
Please.
I'd really like, Terry needs to be turned on to spam.
No, I don't.
I'll tell you what.
Can you make a spam sandwich? Do you fry it like a fried bologna sandwich?
When I was a kid, my mom used to fry it.
Really?
Yeah,
spam. And you were okay with it?
I didn't really care for it so much.
But it was like, eat this or you get nothing right now.
It was really salty, and it just had a peculiar taste to it.
Oh, the salt. Yeah.
That's why they had mustard, Jimmy.
But spam, if I remember...
I can.
Apparently, spam saved the United States in World War II.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to throw over there, you know, for food for the troops. And
it probably never expires, so you can have
So.
And go through a nuclear war.
Piggly Wiggly down the road is still working on spam from 1938.
Ew.
Oh,
what
my
is
stomach
your
hurts,
spam
man.
Experience? And are you a spam connoisseur? Do you?
Yeah, please tell me because I don't get it.
I would imagine like in eggs and hash, it would be all right. If
it's
you
popular in the dorms, Jimmy.
Yeah,
that's what you keep saying.
You were just saying you were making spam in a popcorn popper.
Yeah,
like
yeah, you know, little spam, little potatoes, some onions.
That's so he didn't have to leave the room.
Yeah,
if he
didn't have
to
leave the room
to go and like get food.
You're studying long for tests. You can't leave. You got that jar of spam just sitting on the shelf,
that
looking at you. It's looking at you, and you're like, "Popcorn maker, come over here."
Whoa,
it's crazy. That dorm room is like a nuclear waste site now.
Uh-huh. Is that dorm even standing
right,
anymore?
They probably tore it down. It was Celery Hall. It's gone now.
The bathroom was bad news. Let me tell you.
Rocker,
okay,
we still
you.
Got a lot of
thanks.
Stuff in our windshield coming up on the show. What's coming up, man, besides spam?
Please call us about spam or text us.
Let's see. Michael Gummo, I just saw him walk in. Woo-hoo! Freezing, man.
Yes.
The freezing man, ice cold.
I bet Michael's had spam. We'll ask him.
Okay.
He's got news about Joey's song in January. And coming up at 8:30, we're going to reveal a few of the first songs from the new metal band Luxury Problems. The guys will be in studio to talk about their new project, too. Yes. And live in the lair, Jimmy Marsden, full band. They're here. Drummer's here. We're going to rock.
We are going to rock.
844-967-2789. Call or text us through the Civic Media app.
Bam.
Unfortunately, this band does not have any shows coming up, Rocker, because they broke up.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's unfortunate. Maybe Sean Anthony Brown will get into another project sometime soon.
Oh, I hope so.
Guy's super talented.
Wow.
You can always say hi to him at the Willie Street Co-op on the north side. I bought some nice cod from him. Not spam, but cod.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
But you didn't carve it, though.
He cut a nice loin off of me. Seven seasons deep on Max Inc.
Radio. Let me apologize for these guys.
Seven Seasons Deep and Water's Edge. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. These guys have a couple shows coming up. We'll tell you where they are playing right after we hear their latest song, Therapy. It's Cat and Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio. Song is Cat and the Hurricane, their song called Therapy. They got a new album out right now. I have I got the Major Guilts, Terry. I haven't bought the new Cat and Hurricane album yet.
Oh, you are usually pretty quick on that.
I'm usually pretty quick on that.
Yep.
That's on my to-do list for Sunday afternoon, I guess, after the Packer game. Yeah, really cool album. They got a bunch of shows coming up, too. They'll be at the High Noon Saloon on Friday, October 4th. Mm-hmm. On October 9th, they'll get a show in Chicago. For those of you listening on WAUK on Thursday, October 17th, they'll be at the X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy. And then, Rocker, they got a show in Beloit on the 19th.
They get around.
They're doing good.
Uh-huh.
If there's one band that I can think of off the top of my head that's really progressed, really grown up, and really have expanded their talent base,
yes, it
is Cat and Hurricane over the last 5 years.
Oh, easily. My gosh. Yeah. I feel like they've grown up really, really fast. So
and they just got done touring like kind of up north and up like Wausau area, north in Wisconsin. So
they were in Green Bay.
Green Bay, that's right. So they're really, you know, now down in Chicago.
Yeah,
they were just on. Really cool. They were just on. Cat was on with Pete Schwabba in Nightlife.
Yeah, he was so excited.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, Pete messages me, I message Kat, Kat messages Pete, says yes, and she was thrilled because, you know, they want to promote their music anywhere, everywhere, and Pete has been fawning over this band for a while, so he was very, very happy.
Make sure you check out Nightlife with Pete Schwabba weeknights at 6 p.m.
It's a fun show, isn't it?
He's awesome.
Yeah.
It's become my favorite show on Civic Media. And I like the new time at 6 o'clock, too. It's right around the time where I'm able to listen to at least the first hour, if not the second, and it works out perfectly.
That's great. Yeah, it's really fun. You'll enjoy it. You don't have to think too hard.
Right.
Because he does all the thinking and the joking and everything for you.
And he knows so many people.
Oh, I know. It's incredible. It really is.
All right, so I just want to put a bow on this spam ordeal that we got ourselves in. Sorry, Terry. I'm going to try to entice you here, okay?
No.
Spam tacos.
What?
Spam tacos.
That could be doable.
With tomato and cilantro. What about
hot sauce?
What about a spam Korean barbecue burger?
I could see it.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
You got here we go. Spam Korean barbecue flavored fries.
Fries? Mm.
So it's spam sticks fries.
Oh no.
Oh my. Wow.
There's a fried rice kimchi. Kimchi fried rice actually sounds pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you try it first and let us know how it goes.
Do you need a barf bag?
I just can't. Yeah. I don't know why. Ugh, gosh.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm not going to eat it myself. But.
Okay. I'm going to put this on our Facebook page, though, and just see what kind of responses we get, if any, aside of bleh.
Yeah, I mean, the company's still around, so a lot of people must be eating spam.
I know. Yeah. And they've obviously, you know, with the recipes Jimmy Kay just mentioned,
They've gotten creative.
Let's start a cook-off.
You remember Monty Python, right? And the spam
bit from that? I forgot about it until right now. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I think the Young Ones did a play on spam, too. Mm. A couple British TV sitcoms.
And Michael is in here with Joey's song. Have you ever had spam?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's nodding his head.
He says born and raised in Wisconsin. We'll hear about it when we talk to him.
We're going to ask him more.
His spam experience.
Well, apparently this segment is sponsored by Spam at spam.com. To wash that spam down, better get some Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's East Side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients you can find. Visit their tap room.
I keep apologizing for you guys tonight. It's like, geez.
We need apologies.
Oh, boy, we're back in the basement.
Visit the tap room at Carbon 4 Brewery right on Madison's East Side. You also check out the current selection of beers at carbon4.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Visit their stores, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street, and order online at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Don't forget, you can join us. Call or text us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text directly from the Civic Media app.
Mike Gummel. Mike puts on concerts to help fund research into treatments and cures for epilepsy. It's a little thing every January called Joey's Song, named for his son who passed from epilepsy. This year, Joey's Song is growing again and attracting even more national talent with a new hashtag, Freezing Man. Ooh. And here in the studio to tell us about Joey's Song is the founder, Mike Gummel.
Yay.
Mike, welcome back to Max Inc.
Thank
Radio.
You, Rocker. Thank
Yay.
You, Terry.
Great to see you, Mike.
It's always great to see you.
You as well.
Yeah. So now we want to know about Freezing Man. What's the idea behind this, and how does it kind of jump out of Joey's Song?
Sure. Okay. So this is under the category of good problems to have. Hashtag humble brag.
Oh, okay. So I'm writing that
you down
got
it
for down. You.
Mm-hmm. I think it's already gone viral.
Okay.
So, you know, in the past, we've had all these great artists that have come. Tons of great artists. Everybody keeps coming back year after year. The problem is then, like,
and you don't
last,
want to disinvite anybody.
They're all much more talented and appealing Woo. Than I am. So, but last year's show was 4.5 hours, which is real. I mean, that's the long. Kind of show that would make Springsteen or the Grateful Dead cry, right? It's like, oh, no one of that.
Yeah.
Let alone an older audience like we have. So in order to not disinvite anybody and or have somebody fly all the way from Hawaii or California to sing mm-hmm. one song, we decided to do a festival. Well,
wow.
We think of all the great festivals. There's Coachella and Lollapalooza, and then there's Burning Man. But you can't do Burning Man in January in Wisconsin, so we flipped it to Freezing Man.
That's brilliant. I love
it. So that's the idea behind it. We're doing a week-long music mm-hmm. festival, and we're calling it Freezing Man. So,
a week long?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Is this going to be outside? Or?
Yeah. Woo, good one.
Jimmy, I'm not very bright, but I'm not that stupid.
So this will be at the Sylvie then in Madison?
Sylvie and the Majestic so far. There may be a few other announcements as well. So, yes.
So this is kind of, you know, more of a spread out event now, just at one venue.
Yeah, so the idea is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there'll be a series of shows around all the venues that are more like traditional concerts with bands doing their regular sets like Bangles, Belly. I gotta remember who I can announce so far and who I can't.
Portugal, just say all
I
of them.
Can't. I can't. Portugal the Man, Silver Sun Pickups, Kenny Hoopla, who's this really hot musician from Appleton right now, blowing up. He's huge, and they're going to be doing more traditional sets at Majestic and mm-hmm. Sylvie during the week, and we're going to put combinations together. And then Saturday will still be that big mashup thing that we do. Wow. Everybody from the week is going to be staying as well, so we're still going to do these combinations. But so now we've got more traditional concerts.
Yeah.
The 3 days leading up to
it. And what a great opportunity for people that maybe haven't been able to go to Joey's Song. Right. Now they've got all these other choices.
Right.
And it still supports what you're doing.
Well, and the hope is too, because some of the folks that are playing don't get to Madison as a band. Like Belly hasn't played here in forever. The Bangles are really no more as an entity. All of those things. So we're also hoping some of the fans that may not have traveled from a farther radius just to see them do a few songs might come to town, see the full show, and then also stay for the Saturday thing as well. So we're hoping it's a reason for making it more of a destination. Hey, it's Freezing Man again. Let's go to Madison and get a hotel for 3 or 4 days.
I can see an event like this, you know, not only the fans getting excited about it, but you kind of touched on it, the bands getting excited about it, coming to Madison.
And what
a treat for us, people that live in Madison, to have this talent converge on Madison.
Well, you make a really good point, Jimmy, too, because I've actually had a few of them use the phrase FOMO on me, fear of missing out, because some of the bands aren't playing until like Friday and Saturday, and I'm saying, you know, you don't have to come in then until Thursday and blah, blah. And they're like, no, everybody's coming in on Tuesday because nobody wants to miss. So all the shows are staggered. So there'll never be two Joey songs going on at the same time. So we'll be doing matinee shows at the Majestic and then shows at the Sylvie that night. And so there's, you know, you could literally go to 6 concerts over those days. And none of the bands that have been around would go, I don't want to miss such, you know. Yeah, I mean, yeah. literally, I got that feedback when I was working with travel with some of them and saying, we're not playing until Friday. Oh, no, we're coming in on Tuesday.
Rockstar vacation in Madison.
How about it? Yeah. Can you imagine walking around and then you're seeing all these people and it's like, what is going on? This is amazing. That's how Madison should be,
That's
too.
That's the idea. Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, you know, I was talking to you about doing Joey's song in July.
And you did it.
And we did it. It was awesome. At Atwood Fest. But I was trying to get Mike there,
yes.
right?
Yes. Yes.
And he said, well, I don't know. I might have to go to this like huge concert trying to get somebody to come in and play. Now, I don't know who that was, but what's happening on that front? Who's coming? Who's the new blood?
So, as I just kind of alluded to in me having to edit myself, there's still some stuff in the works. So I will tell you who's announced, who's new so far this year that we've got coming. So we've got John Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls, which the ladies seem to be very fond of that.
Yeah.
Everyone
has
said that.
Can
too.
I interview him?
You may. Okay. You may. And then because we are an equal opportunity ogler, we have Jane Weedland from the Go Go's coming.
All right.
And for those of you that don't know, Jane was born and raised in Oconomowoc. So yes. She is a Wisconsin gal.
Lived here in Madison for years.
Yep, yeah. She did. And then we've got Steve Porcaro from Toto, the guy that wrote Rosanna.
Are you kidding me?
And wrote Human Nature for Michael Jackson. Oh, Steve's coming as well.
My college boyfriend loved Toto.
so Steve, sorry.
He probably like Spam, Terry.
Yes.
Just watch him.
The checklist.
Jimmy K, I wish I could throw a pen at you right
I'm
now.
Glad there's a piece of glass.
I'm sorry. Carry on.
That's quite all right. And then we've got a few other, how do I say this without giving everything away? Some of the folks that traditionally come might be trying to get their old bands back together that don't play anymore, so I'll leave it at that. And then we are working on, we've got a couple A-list folks that we're still working on that unfortunately I can't spill the beans on.
So like these bands that people probably really know are getting back together just for Joey song. Yeah,
it's kind of wild.
Did you ever think?
No.
I mean, and we...
I know the question, the answer's no.
Yeah. Oh, we are so grateful to you, and we are so lucky to have this, but I'm so happy that we can help, too.
Oh, absolutely. The Madison and the southeastern Wisconsin music community has been so supportive of this. Mm. Even when it was a small little thing, all the local bands would come and play, and, you know, the crowds would turn up, and it's been great. I have to be honest, though, it helps when your ace in the hole is Butch Vig. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's true.
He's the best.
I was literally, not to be Mike the name dropper, but I was on the phone yesterday with Steve from Toto, and we were talking about stuff, and he was gushing about Butch. He's like, "Oh, he's a legend," and we kind of take him for granted now because he's our guy.
He's a part of it, but
he is revered. I mean, revered in all corners of the music business. So while my story and the event, I know, helps sell it, it doesn't hurt when somebody's saying, so now who's all involved? And I automatically go, well, there's Butch, and then there's some other people, and I just go with that, and that tends to work. Yeah. So.
You had mentioned local bands. Are you going to be able to get some local bands on the bills here in Madison?
Well, the closest we're going to come is the Know It All Boyfriends are going to do a full show.
Sure. Oh, they're doing a full show.
So, on Wednesday at the Majestic. So Jay and Pi and that crew will all do that. And they are in charge of bringing their own local guests for that one. So I'm leaving that in Jay's corner on what that's going to be. But
that could be really fun.
What's the dates?
The first show is Wednesday, January 8th, and that's the Know It All Boyfriend set at the Majestic. And then we end, and there's shows on Thursday, Friday, and then we end with the big show on January 11th, which is the whole crew again.
Wow.
Nice. January 8th through the 11th. Yep. Make plans to be in Madison because there's going to be a lot of rock stars coming to rock.
Get your hotel now.
Yeah, right.
Especially those ones down on East Wash, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Indigo?
Yeah.
Better book your room. Can we ask you, at this point, are you happy with what has been raised?
Oh, God.
For why you're doing this in the first place? Tell us about that.
Smashed some records last year.
Yeah. So if you look at some of the first interviews I did back in 2010 when we released the CDs, before I done it, there's a quote that I say to the reporter. I said, you know, my goal is to raise, you know, sell them at the local Century and write a $500 check to the Epilepsy. And that was all I had in my mind at the time.
Yeah.
And the other thing I said to people is I never felt like this was a calling. And I still don't feel like it's a calling, but I do feel like it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Right, I've been given this opportunity because of my ne'er-do-well past in Madison with Butch and some of those other folks to do this, and I would be negligent if I didn't take advantage of the opportunity. Yeah. And the size of the checks we're able to write to the really smart people in the lab coats that are mixing the test tubes, it's okay.
Okay. What's the great amount at this point? Do you even know?
Yeah, well, as of closing the books at the end of the last one, we've raised $1.3 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Over the time. And we'll see what this year brings.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You would imagine.
Yes.
You would only imagine it's on an upward trajectory. So the Freezy Man for Joey Song is happening Wednesday, January 8th through January 11th, through the Saturday.
Yep.
If people wanted to get tickets, get more information, how do we do that?
Everything is through joeysong.org. We've got a tickets button. We've got a donate button. There will soon be, we haven't even talked about the guitar auction and some of the guitars we have. There'll be auction up there soon as I get organized and some other stuff. But that'll take you all there.
You'll come back before January.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and, why don't you?
That sounds good.
Then we'll talk about the guitar auction and some of the new additions to the lineup.
Yep.
You can tell us everything then.
Yeah, maybe new releases.
Hopefully I can spill all the beans.
And then maybe he'll put some spam in the auction for Jimmy K.
Well, if I'm spilling the beans, I'll spill the spam too.
So you ate spam. What was your spam recipe to go to?
It was literally just fried between bread.
Okay.
It was mostly, I didn't grow up with it, but college, where you're looking
to get by,
you know, mac and cheese.
It's
the most simple thing, and it requires literally slicing and putting it in the pan, and you don't feel like you're eating bologna. You don't know what you're eating, but it doesn't feel like bologna.
It is so true.
Yeah. Bologna can be kind of a mystery in itself.
That's
right.
So
I kind of like
bologna.
But you
got to remember, we're
weird?
Wisconsin. We're the land of head cheese. Yeah. So when there's head cheese, I'm getting blank stares. Do you know what head cheese is?
Of course. Yeah.
So we're the land of head cheese. We really can't squirm a spam.
No head cheese either, huh, Terry?
And
no.
I didn't see head cheese until I came to Wisconsin.
I bet.
Right? Yeah. I'm a New Yorker originally. Yeah. So when I got here, it was like they're bubblers and head cheese.
Head cheese, Braunschweiger, you name it. We have got texture problems here in the state.
I remember herring. The raw herring that my grandparents
not to take us down a whole nother path, but I used to work at Ella's Deli down on State, on East Wash.
Fun.
And gefilte fish and all those things. There's, like I said, we have texture issues.
What's that Norwegian?
Lutefisk.
Mm-hmm. That stuff is disgusting.
Yeah.
That's
a very Wisconsin thing.
It really is. It really is. I've had it once. And
now you know why we drink so much.
Not right.
To wash the
wash it down.
Taste.
It's clear.
Yep.
Mike, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Joey Song. JoeySong.org. Get all the details. Let's do some Cheap Trick. Why not?
Yeah.
It's Max Inc. on Saturday night. Civic Media. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Cheap Trick out of Rockford, Wisconsin. I mean, Illinois.
well, house is kind of the same.
Yeah. Well, like we mentioned when we had the guy here on the book, he was talking about his book, and Cheap Trick was a part of that Milwaukee, Madison, Rockford
Wisconsin
triangle.
Dells, yeah.
That really was just kind of a whole booking circuit for many bands back in the 70s and 80s. And
what a time. Cool. Hey, what a time.
Even currently.
Thanks to Mike Gnome for coming in, telling us all about Joey's song, the Frozen Man Festival, the music festival. This is such a great idea. I'm actually really excited about this. This is happening Wednesday, January 8th here in Madison, Wisconsin. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a big show on Saturday to close it all out. He wouldn't share all the details yet, but he will. He's going to come back. He'll tell us, and you can stay up to date on the Joey Song socials and also at joeysong.org. Rocker, GBK, Terry Barr hanging out
Hello.
With you. Nico just got here, too. Nico's going to run the push the buttons for us for the 8 o'clock hour.
Ooh. No pressure.
Sounds chaotic.
Look at us. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
coming up, we got Live in the Lair with Marston. I'm super excited about that. They just got back from dinner. I think they went to Ian's Pizza for dinner.
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
Macaroni and cheese and Spam Pizza.
I don't. How
He's
did
not
we,
gonna let that go.
No.
Is he?
And how did we get on Spam in the first place? Oh, because there was an event today.
The carving event. Yeah.
Because I'm like, how did we start?
Now we got to find out like what actually won the carving.
Wow.
Yeah, I would be curious to know the art that came out of the Spam.
Rob,
carving.
If you're listening, can you let us know, please?
We need like an on the spot report.
We really do.
The Spam Festival. Mm-hmm. What else is going on, Rocker? What do you got going on over there?
You know, as far as like me personally, well, you know what? I just played Brattoberfest today.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
It's
also,
tomorrow
right?
as well, okay. right? Mickey Magnum will be playing there tomorrow. I know he'll be one of the bands, and there's a lot of free bands. I think tomorrow is the free music day up there. They had a beer garden outside. It was pretty cool. Big video screen, and then the giant theater we played in.
Awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, they're going to be jamming here tonight, too. Waylon and Bubbleflex were there. They're playing tonight.
Nice.
They got Brattoberfest happening out there, too. All right. We got the Double Dip coming up after the top of the hour, after the news. Right now, Porky's Groove Machine and Freak in the Sheets is Max Inc. on Saturday night. We'll go ahead and set up a subroutine. Can I get your numbers? Send them all over to me. And I'll get them looking nice, you know, oh so professionally. Cause I'm a nerd on the street, but I'm a freak in the sheets, come on. Spreadsheets, that is. A rows of columns, a welcome to my world. Formulas and functions, I'm gonna take your data for a whirl. Which way you want it? Baby, scatter bar or pie. I'll adjust the presentation. I'll make it look like any kind of table you like. If you got data you need for medical conditioning, well, I'll get your docs looking nice, and I'll do it with ease. Cause I'm a nerd on the street, and I'm a freak in the sheets. Let's tabulate. We'll be right back.
24/7, 365. I'll be your tech support. You can always look me up. I'll help you out with Excel, Google Docs, and numbers. I'm even good with Python. What's up? When you hear the sound, you get down like a column, ABC. You know I'm talking like a row. Or like 1, 2, 3. Cause I'm a nerd on the street and I'm a freak in the sheets. Come on!
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.